Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the farm, everyone. I'm so glad you guys are here and joining me here live in the farm tonight. Today is August the 31st, 2012, and it's Remix time. So peace and greetings to everyone out there listening from all over the world. I want to welcome you here tonight in the remix. And first of all, I just want to kind of invite you guys, if you're not in the chat room, you certainly can bring yourself right on over and you can come straight into the chat room. Let me tell you how to get there. Give you sort of some didactic instructions on how you can get yourself over. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix and the chat room is open. You can come on in. The Remix family is in the house and definitely would make you feel right at home. So no matter where you're listening from in the world, you are certainly welcome to come on over and join us in The Remix tonight. It is a very special night, as you know. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here live tonight, and I'm so glad to have you guys here with me live in the forum tonight. I don't know about you guys, but another one of those amazing weeks. Lots of energy going on out there. Lots of things going on in the cosmos. I can rest assured. And there's no greater place that I'd rather be right now than right here with you guys. So peace and greetings to everyone. And if you're a guest joining us for the very first time, because I've gotten tons of emails this week for new listeners out there, new listeners on Twitter, I want to welcome you for joining me on Twitter, new listeners on Facebook, and also new listeners to The Remix right here. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to you. If you're a guest and you're joining me here live in The Remix and you're in the chat room, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. You can tell us who you are. Come in the chat room and feel free to chat. We would love to have you here and love to have you in with us. Wow. Blue moon tonight, you guys. Blue moon tonight. And we are definitely going to be getting it tonight. I have a lot of things planned for you guys this evening in the house tonight. I want to give a couple of shout-outs as we begin to just start the forum tonight. I want to give a very special shout out to you guys. A lot of people are saying from around the world, and I've been getting these emails all day, that they can't see the moon. Well, it doesn't matter. Trust and know that the energy is out there, and it is a blue moon tonight. And we're going to be talking about exactly what that means and sharing some other exciting things with you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call because we're going to be doing some mad giveaways tonight. Giveaways like you could not imagine. We're going to be giving away lots of giveaways tonight. Forgive me, you guys. My energy is about to take me up out of the roof right now. So I am going to need the help of the Remix family to really kind of help me this evening. So I'm really trying to contain myself, but I can feel it all through my body. And wow. pretty amazing things going on. So now let's talk about a couple of things as we get ready to get into this. We're going to be playing some music here in just a moment. We're going to get up and we're going to move ourselves all around. But the first thing that I want to bring your attention to is if you did not get a chance to hear the show from last Sunday night, you definitely want to go back and download. You want to download that show along with all of the remix shows. So much amazing, wonderful energy there that you definitely need to do that. You definitely need to go back, and this is a great time for you to go back and to get that show and all the shows that have been done here, right here on this amazing platform with, of course, you guys right here in the remix. I'm your host, Miss Blue, for those of you that this may be your first introduction. And I just want to welcome you again to the forum. I know we have new listeners, and they're listening all over, and just so glad to have you guys there. First, let's start out, because tonight we're going to be talking about once in a blue moon. So it's going to be all things blue, and we're going to be doing all kinds of things. Powerful rituals. Very powerful rituals. So I want you guys to gather up all of your blue crystals that you have. We're going to be doing some blue moon meditation. We're also going to be doing a vision quest, lots of giveaways, and I'll also be talking to you about the Kim deck. And for those of you who don't know what that is, this is a great night for those of you who, a lot of you are just getting your Kim decks this past week, that you can actually charge them in this very powerful energy that's going to be with us for quite some time now. So you'll have an opportunity to really begin to work with this energy. So I'm excited. Let's get started, you guys. All right, the first thing I want to say to everyone is I want to thank everyone who has been investing in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And so many of you this week have purchased it. And a lot of this has to do with this energy that's here with us right now, this energy that is coming online right now, the energy that's here. And so it's really about knowing your magic. You know, Miss Blue, me, I consider knowing your magic is all about, knowing your magic is all about living life with a purpose. And so this is a great time to do it. The Know Your Magic audio workbook is an audio workbook that really covers, it's like over 4 hours where I take you through so many different things. It's about getting into magic like never before. And I'm there with you step by step by step. And thousands of you have purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook from all over the world, and you've downloaded it. So if you want to go take a look, you can, www.msblueblast.com. You can go take a look at it and see the audio workbook there too. It is so many divine things there. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has invested in themselves in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And so next, we're going to be talking about some of the readings. I wanted to bring the readings up because I'm going to be talking about the readings tonight and be giving away some readings. I'm also going to be giving away one of my new readings. You guys know about this, and many of you have already set your divine appointment for the Science of the Self reading. You guys know that, right? The Science of the Self reading. It is the new Akashic Record reading. I'm going to be giving away those readings tonight. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that as we get further into the show. But the Science of the Self reading is where we go into multiple past lives, and we talk about all of these things of really getting down to your divine blueprint. And so we'll have some giveaways there. Also some giveaways with the Kim decks and some other great giveaways tonight. I'll let you know a little later on how you can actually begin to get into that. We're also going to be doing some aura readings tonight. Yes, we're going to be doing some aura readings and talking about that as well, too. So now, the first thing that we're going to do, we're not going to dance just yet. We're going to get ready to dance, but I kind of want to get into the mood so that we can kind of get into this energy and what is all of this blue moon all about. And by the way, I spoke with Brother Bobby Hemmett tonight, so I'm going to be sharing some messages from Brother Bobby Hemmett and some exciting things he's got going on as well, too. I'll be sharing that message with you, too. So let's talk about what is the blue moon. Do you guys have a clue? I know you do. You smarty pants. You geniuses in the remix. Do you guys know what the blue moon actually is? Let's see. We're going to be talking about what the blue moon is. So let's start right there. Let's define what really is the blue moon. And I know there's a lot of speculation out there about what actually is the blue moon. And I see you guys in there. I see you guys in the chat room trying to answer the question already. But I got a question for you guys. I have a question for you guys tonight, a really good question for you. When it comes to understanding this phenomenon of what they call the blue moon is really, a lot of times they will say that the blue moon, and this is what they say, and then I'm going to tell you guys what I know, okay? So there is a difference between that. But the blue moon, they say it only happens like once in a blue moon. So once every blue moon. So this means that it doesn't happen all the time. So there are quite a few definitions out there about when the blue moon will occur and when it happens. And so a lot of it has to do with our calendar, and based upon the lunar calendar, the calendar that we have, and the calendars that are out there, where they say that there is actually two moons that occur in one calendar month. Now, here's the thing, without us getting all too technical and looking at information that has been put out there, I want you guys to think about this, that one of the things that baffles the science world, that baffles people out there about this phenomenon of the blue moon, is that no matter how much they've tried to play with the calendar and moved away from the original calendar, we will always have 13 moons. We're 9 months into the year, and we've already had 8 full moons. So blue moons is when full moons occur within a 30-day calendar. So it's a lot of speculation that, oh, we won't have another blue moon until whenever. We're going to have another blue moon next year. Understand that. We're going to have another blue moon 2013. There's going to be another blue moon. So they say the blue moon occurs. For the blue moon to occur, the first full moon must appear at or near the beginning of the month, and the second one has to fall within the same month. That is sort of the definition about what a blue moon is. So they talk about that the blue moon must start at the beginning of the month, and then we have another blue moon at the end of the month. Well, here are some things that I want you guys to understand about the blue moon and what actually makes the moon blue. Do you guys know? Does anyone out there know in Remix Land what actually makes the moon blue? Do you guys know? I know you know. Tell me, what actually makes the moon blue? I'm looking at you guys. This response is here. Does anyone know? Nobody? Nobody knows? Can you guys still hear me in the chat room? Mm-hmm. Okay, I see you trying to. I know it's a bit of a delay there. Well, what actually makes the blue moon blue, and I want you guys to understand this, is that the blue moon actually happens, and a lot of times you will see the moon become more blue because of the volcano eruptions and different activities on the planet. That's one of the things. This also happens to help the blue moon become blue. But here's what I want you to understand about the blue moon. And later, we're gonna focus a little bit of energy on a man who did a lot of work and a lot of study in this area, and he's going to be able to validate a lot of things here, so you'll be able to go research this for yourself. But one of the things I want you to know is that the moon is always blue. The moon is always blue. The moon has an ultraviolet light that cannot be seen by the human eye. But the moon is always blue, whether it's a full moon, waning moon, wax moon, whatever. It has a blue haze around it. The other thing that I want you to understand is that the rays from the sun, and this is something Edgar Cayce talks about in one of his books when he was, some of the channels that he received, and later it was backed up by scientific evidence, is that the rays of the sun is actually blue. This is why the rays of the sun reflects off the water. The water acts as a mirror reflecting back to the sky, which then turns the sky blue. So know that all things are blue. This blue energy, this blue haze, and we're going to get into this in a minute, and I'm going to tell you exactly what this is, because the truth of the matter is we are all blue. We all carry this energy of the blue. We're going to talk about why this energy has been trying to be suppressed for so long on the planet and why this is the time now to really begin to get into this energy and begin to bring this energy back online. Because the light from the sun rays, and I'm just going to give you this, the sky is blue because of the molecules in the air. And the light rays from the sun, they are scattered. And then all of that energy really is just a reflection. So this is why when you look at the water, particularly when you're in places like the Bahamas, places where you can actually see it clear, even places where you can't see it clear, but the sun is very visible, you can see true blue water because it is the reflection of the sun rays, which is really blue rays. So the truth of the matter is, yes, this is a blue moon tonight, but the moon is always blue. In fact, we live on a blue planet. This planet is called the blue planet. When I talk to other spirits and I channel from other places, they say, you're from the blue planet. This is considered to be the blue planet. We live on a blue planet. Think about when you were in elementary schools and they show you the globe. That globe is blue. Blue. This is the blue planet we live on. We live on the blue planet. And we're going to talk about why it's so important to recognize and understand this energy tonight and the significance of coming into this energy tonight. Because, in fact, the Gregorian calendar, and this was something Brother Bobby Hemmett said to me, and I wasn't able to do all of the research on it, but I'm going to tell you guys because this will be something that we'll be talking about for the rest of the season here and moving on. And he was telling me, Brother Bobby Hemmett, about a lecture Brother Wayne Chandler did where he broke down all of the calendars and really express the calendars so that you can see and you can begin to understand this. But here's something I want you to know, that this energy that we're talking about, blue, and also talking about these 13 moons, which we're going to always get that. Let me tell you why we will always get the 13 moons. Because this is divine, and this is something that is in your Akashic records, it's in your spiritual DNA, and it's in your physical DNA that is always going to bring you back to that divine number of 13. It is designed to do that. So I don't care how they play with the calendars. I don't care how they mix in a leap year. I don't care how they take out a leap year. They will always be astonished by the fact that these moons keep showing up, and they don't know where they're coming from, and they're calling them blue moons because of the fact that these are moons that they have not predicted, you see. They have not predicted these things, but they see them coming. We're going to get them. We're already just 8 months into the year, and we've already had many full moons already. So know that we're going to reach that 13, regardless of what they do with the calendar, because we have an internal calendar that will always take us back to this place. Now, what is the significance of this particular blue moon at this time? I want to take you guys to something. You guys know Will.i.am, that is a member of the Black Eyed Peas. Will.i.am, member of the Black Eyed Peas. Well, just recently, he teamed up with NASA. And he teamed up with NASA because, see, NASA even recognized and understands this energy that's on the planet. And for the first time ever, they broadcasted a song from Mars. And I want you guys to think about the significance, because all of this year and even a part of last year, I've been talking about the masculine and feminine energy coming together. That's Venus taking her rightful place next to Mars. So now they have been broadcasting Will.i.am, his song, from Mars. That is representing of the true man coming back online. Now, I want to tell you, because I had an interesting conversation with Brother Bobby Hemmett tonight. And you guys know Brother Bobby Hemmett had, and this is not about aliens. Understand, you are the alien. So let's just go ahead and get all of that out of our minds right now. If there's anyone that is an alien, it is you foreign in this land. Understand? That's you being foreign in this land. They broadcast that sign because I want you to not miss the point here. Sometimes we get caught up in the same foolishness that we say we want to denounce. But I want you to understand the significance of taking music from a brother, okay? Taking music from a brother and broadcasting that as the masculine reflection of the planets lining up from the planet Mars. They broadcast anybody music they could have got on the planet. They took a brother's music and they broadcasted that as the masculine energy to go out. Well, we already know that that Venus energy is held by a sister. You guys better wake up. It is signs and symbols everywhere. So this is Mars. This is the brothers now in their rightful place. And this is Venus coming, the alignment of the planets that's causing the DNA change. I talked about this DNA change last year. Those of you who heard that show, I think it was called Soulful Vibrations or Soulful something. I can't, Soulful Solutions, Magical Solutions. There we go. The show Magical Solutions that I did last year, telling you that not only would we be changing on a spiritual level, but we would also be changing on a physical level. That our carbon, the melanin within us, our DNA is changing. And a lot of it has to do with this planet and the planet's alignment. And how it's beginning to line itself up. So this is symbolic of that, the song Will.i.am coming online. Getting back to Brother Bobby Hemmett, because I want to talk about that for just a moment. And Brother Bobby Hemmett told me that when he started to put the chakra packet together, he said one of the things that he sent it off, and I have it, by the way. It is amazing. If you want to learn something about energy, this is definitely amazing. It's an amazing packet to really kind of take you into any level of the chakras that you want to work with. But he felt like there was more that needed to be added to the packet. And so what he did is he actually has a new addition that he added to the chakra packet. And I'm going to tell you what that is, because this has a lot to do with this energy that's coming on here. And we're going to talk about that. In this, you're going to get a lecture that was done by C. Freeman L. It's his last sit-down lecture that he did by C. Freeman L. He did this, and he also mapped out. It's a poster, a huge poster, but he has this poster now in 11 by 14 that you actually would get in the packet, where C. Freeman L. did a breakdown on every single portal in the body. Every single portal in the body. And he did this for the brothers and the sisters in this packet. So this packet that is coming out that Brother Bobby Hemmett has with C. Freeman L., it is his last sit-down that C. Freeman L. did. You want to get this packet. This energy is here. This energy is here. This is about, he does the breakdown, and it has to do with all of the bodies in the man. It tells about the science of the Moors and the anatomy of the body. So he gives this breakdown, and it's done by, of course, one of our great masters and teachers, Ashe to him, C. Freeman L. You get that DVD. You also get this layout, which is going to be very critical about this layout here. You definitely want to make sure that you get it. It comes in the chakra packet. You want to get with Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. And just call Brother Bobby Hemmett. Let him know you heard about it here on the Remix. And tell him that you definitely want to get the chakra packet with the last sit-down lecture with C. Freeman L. It is amazing. You want to get that information. So we're going to talk about more of that. It has the breakdown of the body, of everything that C. Freeman L. does in the body. And it goes right along with the chakra packet, but he does it with a lot of the Moorish science, a lot of the occult science, all of that hidden stuff is in there, and you want to get that. So now, understanding about us always going back to this position, and understanding that the cycle that we're in, what's significant about this particular blue moon at this time, because we've had blue moons before, but what's going to be significant about this particular blue moon that's different than any other blue moon is that right now, tonight, as we speak, and I get chills just thinking about it, we are entering another era. This is a completely different era. And I got a couple of channels on this era. So we're going to be talking about this. And the era is called Aura Gen. Aura Gen is the era that we're in. And so this is going to bring us, because we're going to dance here, don't worry. Aura Gen. And let me spell it for you. Aura Gen. This is about you understanding your aura. Understanding where this blue haze is with you, this blue light, how to bring this energy online, and also the gen for the genius, aura gen. Aura gen. Get it? Your aura and gen. I'm going to tell you about that channel. I'm going to break all of that stuff down. We're going to get into that tonight and some other information that, woo, it just blew me away. Lots of giveaways tonight. You're live in the Remix with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue, and woo, it's going to be that. Aura gen. You guys, and then I have a bonus question for you tonight, but I'm going to hold that question, and I'm going to tell you how confident I am in giving you this information here tonight and giving you this question. Whoever gets this question right is going to win something. Now, today, we're at about almost 2 million listeners, and if all of you get it right, everybody's going to get a prize. But I'm going to give you this question, and I can't wait to see who gets it right. Can't wait. So now, we're going to dance a little bit, because I feel like dancing. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to get into some origin energy. And we got the fish.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. Can you guys hear me okay? Let me double check and see. Wow, just so much energy there. I just want to make sure that you guys can hear me and you can hear me loud and clear, nice and clear. Oh, wow. All right. Oh, what a night. It's a blue moon. So, hey, let's do this. We're going to dance a little bit, okay? And then once we dance, we're going to come back and we're just going to get right to it. So nothing's going to stop us. We're not worried about that. We're definitely, not going to worry at all. So we're here. We're here live in the remix. I'm host, of course. 646-522-7111 is the number to call, and I think it's a great time. It's a great energy and a place for us to play my Save Me song, because right now I need a little bit of saving. So here we go, you guys. We're going to play the Save Me song, one of my favorite songs. You guys know what it is. Let's go. Doesn't matter where you are. I want you to move yourself around a little bit. Shake yourself off. I don't know why. All of my phones have shut down. I've tried three of them. So we're going to try this and see what's really going on. I'm going to try to calm my energy down a little bit. I'm going to try to calm my energy down a little bit and kind of pass some of this energy out into the universe that's flowing inside of me. Dance a little bit. We're going to come back and we're going to get into the share. So here we go.
Ain't no
All right. All right, everyone. Peace and greetings, you guys. Is this so much better? Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Sue, and of course, you're live with us here in Remix tonight. Tonight it is a blue moon. And as we're finding out, it's always a blue moon. We are on a blue planet. And so all things blue. All things blue. Know that that is it. So now, I want to bring you guys attention. I have a question for you, by the way. But before we get started with that, I want to give a couple of birthday shout-outs. And I want to give a birthday shout-out. This is a very special day. And a lot of remixers is having their birthday on today. And one of our very own, we're going to give a big shout-out. Not quite a few people in my family, too, that have a birthday today. But I want to give a big shout out to Esther, one of our Remix family members. It's her birthday today. Go, Esther. It's your birthday. So she always helps out in the remix. We want to give her a big shout out to Esther. It's her birthday today. So there you go. Much love to you, Esther, for us. And from me, happy birthday, born day, as they say, to you on this wonderful, very, very magical day here. So now that we got that out of the way, and happy birthday to everyone else who's celebrating a birthday today, some babies being born today. And as you guys see, it's a lot of energy on the planet today. There was an earthquake that went on earlier. There were some shootings that went on, you know, a lot of fire activity, a lot of this energy just really, really bringing itself online at this particular time. So let's stay here with this blue energy and can you guys hear me okay? I want to make sure you can still hear me okay. Let me do a check here. You know, the energy is kind of crazy here. Let's make sure that you guys can hear me. Okay, perfect. You can. So let's talk about this. Remember I told you that this wasn't the first time that this energy has really began to bring itself online. In fact, we've entered into a new era. This era that has we've entered in is origin. This era that we entered in, this is what came to me. Origin, A-U-R-A-G-E-N, origin. That has to do with your aura. The aura, the light that you're carrying around you, and also the gen, which really the genius. You remember we talked about this at a show earlier this year about bringing out the genius in you. And then we did the show with the Mardi Gras Indians, and we talked about the new suit. All of this energy, and even prior to that, last year, we did the show talking about how it is requiring us to bring the both the masculine and feminine energy to bring this energy online. So here's something that was actually discovered, and it was discovered a while back. I'm going to bring your attention to a gentleman, and I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with him, but I'm going to tell you his name and tell you some information about him. His name is Wilhelm Wright. Are you guys familiar with who Wilhelm Wright is? Well, Wilhelm Wright was an Australian scientist, and he also was a psychologist. He dealt with a lot of things in sociology and psychology as well. But he is actually who founded, yes, Oregon Energy. So he's the one who actually founded Oregon Energy. So we're going to talk about his story because he has a really, really interesting story about this Oregon Energy that was brought up. Now, what's interesting about Wilhelm Wright is when he first started discovering Oregon Energy, and there's many much documentation he's left about this Oregon, and he actually left a channel, and he recorded himself speaking, and I listened to it. And if you guys got a chance to listen to it, you know, it's some amazing things, spoke from in the past, the present, and the future about this energy, his discovery, and what he knew was soon to come for self. And we're going to talk about that. And one of the things that he discovered this through the orgasm, through sexual energy. So this orgon energy was discovered through sexual energy. And what happened is, through his discovery of really going in to understanding this information about sexual energy and about orgasms, he realized that orgasms weren't just orgasms, that it was something so much greater than just sexual energy. This was so much greater than just sexual energy. And so even his clients that he began to work with, he realized that this sexual energy was more just an idea, because at this particular time, it was him, it was Freud, it was a lot of them trying to really understand this thing of sexual energy. Trying to understand this energy of sexual energy, but he really could not get people to really latch on to it. Well, he got the mass of people to really begin to understand about this sexual energy. And if this energy was not released from people, then what would happen is that it would cause an imbalance in the energy. And so what he found is, as he found this energy, once we release this orgasm, you understand, this orgasm energy, that not only releasing this orgasm energy, it would kind of balance out the equilibrium energy within the person's body. It would elevate things and really accelerate the healing within their body. But he also found that when this energy was not released properly, what happens is it caused a great disturbance, in this particular energy. And I want you guys to really, really hear me on what I'm saying. Don't get lost in the hype right now. We're going to be working with crystals and all of that stuff in just a moment. The point of this is not for you to miss what the energy was and what the discovery was. And so this energy here, this discharge, he found out that whether he was working with grass, whether he was working with, what was he working with? He was doing experiments on blood. He did experiments on sand, and he did experiments on coal. And he found that these energies, that all of these energies, what would happen is they would give off what was called bions, you see. It would give off bions, this energy of bions, at which turn things the color blue. So he had this discovery. I'm not going to go into his whole story because that would take a long time. I've been studying him for quite a while. But this is really some significant energy because of the time that we're in right now. And this is a piece I want you to put together here, is that him discovering this blue haze, he started to build these machines, which were called Cloudbusters. So he built these Cloudbusters machines, and even got himself to a point where he had built a whole team and even had support from universities and different places here. And he had read a lot of books and he had a lot of documentation. He even created these orgon little cabinets where he was experimenting people who had cancer and had other kind of diseases. And they were going into these chamber tanks, these orgon tanks that he had made, and they were healing themselves. Well, what happened is he met up with his brother that he met up with, and also he met up with some other farmers. Now, check this out. This is going to be real interesting for you guys. He was telling them about how this Cloudbuster could actually make it rain. Now, we know that fate, make it rain, that's powerful in any arena. Well, he could actually make it rain. He really wanted to experiment with this. So he finally got the call to come out and began to experiment with this energy so he could make it rain. And this was going on in 1963. So in 1963, what happened is he was invited out to come to this ranch. so that he could make it rain. At this time, crops were dying all over because it was a drought, and he wanted to bring one of his cloudbuster machines out there so that he could cause it rain. But what he did know, he knew on a higher conscious level, but he didn't know on a conscious level, is that he was being watched by the government, everyone, because they did not want this energy about this blue Orgon energy to come out. Earlier, there was a woman who did a story about him, and she did the story, but she took the story and she kind of twisted it up. You guys know how stories can get twisted up. Twisted it around, and when she put it out to be that he was sort of experimenting with these different freak things, sexual energy, and all of this pedophile things, you know, all of these other crazy things. So anyway, he goes out to this farm with the Cloudbuster. When he takes his Cloudbuster out there, he tells them within 24 hours, he guarantees them, not only are they going to have rain, oh, it's going to rain like it's never rained before. He set up his machine and everything together. Now, the interesting thing about field and crops that he was attempting to make it rain on, and I can't help but know that this information did not get channeled to me because of who I am. And just the work that I came to do, because of all crops, it was blueberries. Now imagine this back in the early 1960s, and of all the crops on the planet in the United States you attempt to save, he goes to save a blueberry crop. This is the crops that he went to go save. Blueberries. You can go look this up. It was blueberries. So he goes to this blueberry field, sets up his Cloudbuster. When the Cloudbuster goes out, and all of a sudden, it starts to pour down rain within 24 hours, just like he said. It just starts rain. Well, sure enough, what happens after that? He gets arrested. He gets arrested, and the arrest was based upon the Food and Drug Administration. Got him and said, hey, check it out. You're saying you're curing cancer. You're curing all of these different diseases, and, you know, that you have this energy, these things you're putting together that can do this. They arrested him. They arrested him, and they arrested his business partner. But see, he's seen this coming, just like every great leader that has been here. He's seen this coming. So he had already put together a very nice package of all his unpublished work. And he also put together an audio in that unpublished work. And on that, he wrote on that this is not to be open for 50 years. For 50 years. And I think I may be a little off on the date. But he said, this cannot be open for 50 years. Guess when it came back online? He said he didn't want this to be opened until 50 years later, because this is when man would understand and be ready for his concept. He would be ready for the concept of what he was talking about, this healing energy and this loving energy. Well, the 50 years this energy began to come back online was in 2007. Now, I want you to check something out. If you go back and you look at the Remix archives, I was doing the show ever since 2002, 2003. But the first archive show that I have on the Remix was in 2007. 2007 was the year that he said that all of this information could be open, it could be published, and it could be placed online. So his information came online, the Remix came online, Blue came online, his information came online. Now, I'm not saying that is just significant to me, because one of the things that I've learned, and I've learned this with many of what I consider to be my teachers along the way, Brother Panic, one of those, is also to do cross-reference and study. And so what actually happened is I had a conversation with Brother Bobby Hemet today, and I was talking to him about this information, telling him of that show tonight, and he said to me, he said, wow, that's real interesting, because in 2007, when the truce was made between the Yoruba deities, and that he had made a truce. It was even some work channels he had got, some work that Brother Panic had done as well, too. And Bobby said in 2007, he said, wow, this is real interesting, because this when he set up the altar for Yemnya. And Yemnya is also a moon goddess. So all of this is going on in 2007. This energy is coming right back on in 2007. And now tonight we have a full moon. Not just a full moon, a blue moon. We have the planets lining up. We have a blue moon. We have all of this energy coming back on. All of this energy, this really symbolic of us moving to another era. Here's something else interesting about a blue moon, is that a blue moon, or the color blue, is not really a color. Blue is a light. I want you to think about it. What color comes together to make blue, the color blue? What colors make up the color blue? Does anybody know? Because there is no color to make the color blue. Can't make it. Because it's not a color. It's not a color at all. Blue is not a color. Blue is a light. Blue is an energy. It's an energy. It's not a color. You can't make blue. You get it? You can't make blue. You can't make it. So, let's say with William. Let's say with William Wright right now. William Wright. You see. No, red and yellow don't make blue. No, they don't make blue. No. Mm-mm. They don't make blue. You can't make blue. You can't make it. So now, I want you to understand that him discovering, when he was able to discover this, and he makes it very clear that he did not find this energy existed. And even we go back to ancient Kemet, we knew that our ancestors recognized and understood the energy of blue, because you would see it in all of the headdressing of the pharaohs, the kings, and the queens. You see the lapis that grew so very, very rich in the land, the blue crystal, very, very rich in that land. You see that. We knew that this was something that could not be made. You understand? All of the other colors on the prism spectrum, they can be made. Go do your research. Did mine, do yours. Go a little bit further in the crayon box. Because, see, crayon box is going to tell you a lot of colors that can't be made. But when you go further than the crayon box and you really get into being a scientist, then you're going to understand that a lot of shit they told you ain't true. But one thing will be true. You can't make blue. There you go. Go past the crayon box. Okay. So, anyway, they take Wilhelm, and they arrest him. They put him in jail. His books and all of these things come. He ends up dying. I believe he passed away. He died in prison. He died in 19, I don't even remember the year, but he passed away during that time. And he left this message of his published work. And it's some amazing work. You haven't had a chance to read it. Here's one that I recommend. It's going to be Ether, God, and Devil. And he takes you into those things of the cosmos. That's an excellent one of him. The Murder of Christ is an excellent read by him. Also, reading, of course, the function of the orgasm, the discovery of the organ. Orion Energy is another excellent book by him. You want to pick up this book so that you can begin to understand what this is. Listen, Little Man is another good one that he has wrote as well, too. He has all of those books, and they are excellent. These are books that you can actually pick up now on Amazon, and you begin to get it. Mm-hmm. So now, stay with me. We're not going to get caught up in the Crayola box. Stay with me. That's not the important thing. I want you to understand that you can't make blue. You cannot make it because blue is not a color. You understand? Blue is a light. It's energy. You understand? It's energy. It's a crystal. It's a light. It's connected to the orgasm. It's connected to the orgon. This is the energy that illuminates not only around the planet, but it illuminates around you. This energy everywhere you are, this blue energy. The era that we're in right now, the era that we're in right now is origin. It's origin. So I want you guys to begin to think about that. Think about the power of this orgone energy and understanding that the time that we're in with this blue energy and how to begin to bring this energy on. Because what's significant about what's going on and what is happening tonight is this is a purging time. We're entering into a new era, and we're going to be doing a meditation here in just a moment. And this meditation is about you purging. It's about you releasing things. You see, a lot of places, and particularly here in the West, tried to suppress what is blue. So let's talk about the significance of where we see blue and how much this blue is everywhere in life, because this is really about manifestation, the energy, the origin. It's really about the manifestation of the blue light. So we have the blueprint. Everybody knows the significance of the blueprint. We also have what's called the blue book value. You guys know that when we have the blue book value, when you have when you go to purchase a car, they have what's called the blue book value. They tell you to look in the blue value because that's going to tell you what? The true, the pure value of the car. So it's going to remove all the bullshit out the way, and it's going to tell you exactly what the car is worth. The blue book value. We live on a blue planet. And in the stock market, when you're dealing with stocks, it is called the blue chip. It's called the blue chip, you see. And then also we have what is really considered to be the heartbeat of America, which are the blue-collar workers, the blue-collar workers. Also, when we start to think about things, and we're in talking about this, me and Brother Bobby Hemmett talked about this today, and when he started to say, you know, think about when you're in the corporate world, one of the things they tell you that you must have is a power blue suit. Because, see, they have recognized the energy of blue all along. There's the blue law. For those of you who live in those states, they have what's called the blue law. That blue law means you can't buy certain things on Sunday. You can't buy cameras. Can't buy alcohol. You can't buy batteries. It's a lot of things that go with the blue law. And in those states that have the blue law, you cannot buy those. And yes, blue blood talks about it. So a lot of things that is connected with blue. Even when we go to other countries and begin to look at the significance of blue, blue has always, in Mexico, one of the things that has been tradition in ancient times, when someone passes away, for them to dress and send them off on their transition wearing the color blue. So blue has been a very powerful color in a lot of different countries. It has only been here that we've associated when people want to say, have a blue Monday, you know, have a sad day, or you feeling blue. But in other countries, they recognize the richness. In China, the color blue is associated with the primary elements and the direction and also the four seasons. Blue is connected with wood, so also connected with east, it's connected with spring. In India, there's a painting of the god Ganesha. You often will see him with blue skin. The Aztecs had blue to symbolize sacrifice whenever they see the blue. And even in Greece, they believe the color blue to ward off the evil eye. So it had a lot to do with that, you seeing the blue. One of the things we know that blue is connected with the throat chakra, and this has a lot to do with communication. And this is why even here in the United States, when we think about the post office, most of the mailboxes that you will see at the post office is all blue, because this is also for communication. It's for communication. So this is the significance of understanding the blue. It's in all of mythology. It has a lot to do with all of the other things. It's in all of mythologies. It's absolutely everywhere. You can see the color blue. We recognized it in ancient Kemet. The blue was very, very powerful. The blue was very powerful. And this is even why, you know, someone said something about, what about blue eyes? Yeah, this is why they were so, Hitler was so obsessed with trying to figure out how to make blue eyes, because they understood the energy of the blue that is here. They understood the energy of the blue that's on the planet. But you know who carries the blue the hardest? Those of us who have the melanin within us. That has melanin within us. We emulate the blue. This is why even the music, the blues, is the core. All music, anything that is music came out of the blues. We have the blue notes. Everything is about the blue. You want to have something move you, this is about blue. All of this energy is right here. It's about manifesting this particular energy and understanding about this new origin that we're in, this era that we're in, that has to do with this energy of the blue. And, you know, I really want to definitely, you guys need to get into this energy of Wilhelm Wright, because now this energy is coming back online. This is about sexual energy, and it is about this energy coming back online. This energy that he had said so long ago about the orgons, but here's this. I'm not telling you to go out. You don't have to make yourself no orgons. You don't have to do any of that. Your orgon energy. You understand? This energy is here with you. This energy is here with you right now. You're illuminating blue light as we speak. At this particular moment, you are. Understand that. So here's what we're going to, because right now, this era that we're in, it has a lot to do with purging. It has a lot to do with releasing things. You remember how we talked about, and a lot of times you'll hear me say, you want to get out the circle jerk. You don't want to keep doing the same things over and over again. You want to stop these things that keep happening, that keep going on. You stop them. This is a time of purging. And so tonight, the focus is going to be able to purge. So over the course of the next 11 days, and you can count these 11 days as they're coming up, this is you really bringing the origin online. This is you bringing sort of allowing that blue light within yourself to be emulated more, having that blue light come out even brighter from around you, that glow that glows around the moon, that glows around the planet, that glows around the Milky Way, that is at the core of essence of energy. It is life force energy, this blue light. To begin to work with this energy, to bring this energy out in an authentic way, is to purge. A big part of this is going to be you purging. And when we get into this vision quest and this blue moon meditation, this is going to give you an opportunity to purge that and to release the energy from yourself. So recognize that. Recognize that this is what this energy is about. It's time for you to begin to release this from yourself. Release all of these things so that you can begin to step into your genius, so that you can begin to step into all of these things that you need, so that you can bring out your aura gen. You can bring out the origin. So now, we're going to get ready to do the meditation. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. So many amazing things that I want to tell you guys about this as we get ready to move into the energy of the meditation. There is only one animal on the planet that can actually see this blue haze. Do you guys know who that animal is? Do you know there's only one animal that can see it? I'm going to tell you who the animal is. It's an owl. Owl is the only animal that can see the color blue. That's it. Owl. And that's why we know the owl is wise. The owl is wise. No, you didn't win. You were on the phone. You didn't win. You was on the phone. So this is why the owl can see the blue. It was a brother who called in the show, and he said he was walking to the store before we did the vision quest, and he seen an owl. He seen a white owl. The owl looked at him. The owl can see the blue haze. The owl can see the haze. We know that the owl is also connected with the goddess Offset, the goddess Athena, and quite a few other goddesses. And they're for the wisdom. It represents the wisdom principle. All right? So this is what we're going to be doing as we get ready to get ourselves ready for the meditation we're going to begin to do. This is what we're going to do as we continue to take ourselves on this meditation. We still have a lot of things that we're going to cover. And one of the things I want you guys to know that there is going to be some secret things that I've encoded into this meditation. And I'm going to tell you what they are. I haven't told you just yet what they are. I'm going to tell you what they are, if I can even find them. But I'm going to tell you what they are as we get ready to come back from the meditation, and we'll get into that. And, we're going to give away a lot of prizes and do a lot of things. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get yourself in the position. We're about to do the vision quest, and we're about to take a trip, and we're about to go to the moon. So one of the things that I would recommend you do for this particular vision quest, I know the last one we did, we were standing up. And on this one, we're actually going to be, I would like for you to sit down nice and comfortable. I think that this is going to be the best position for you to do this. You know, feet flat on the floor. You know, make sure that if you have anything that is binding you, anything that is binding you, you want to make sure. So let's get ready for the vision quest. Let's get ready. Okay, let's see here. All right, you guys, I'm going to give you a few minutes to kind of get yourself situated and get yourself set up. And we're going to get ready to get into the vision quest.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, so here we go. Here we go, if I can get to it. All right, you guys, let's see. Thank you. Here we go. All right, we're going to start out by taking a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. And out. That's it. Making sure your feet are flat on the ground. Get yourself nice and relaxed. Nice and relaxed as we get ready to take off. Hold your head back and close your eyes. There you go. Close your eyes and just relax. Keep breathing as you feel your whole body becoming very much relaxed. Excellent. Now, as you close your eyes, we're going to get ready. And I'm going to count all the way until we get to the number 9. And once I say 10, we're going to take off for the moon. So, here we go. 1. 2. 3. 4. That's it. Keep breathing. Keep relaxing. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. Here we go. And 10. That's it. That's it. You're in flight. You can feel your whole body lifting you up. And as you move further and further up, you can see. You can see the stars in the sky. You can see the dark blue atmosphere as you rise higher and higher and higher. That's it. Look straight ahead. You can see the glow of the blue moon. Now, as you begin to enter into the haze of the blue moon, and you're becoming closer and closer and closer, I want you to gently land yourself down. That's it. There you go. Gently land yourself down. Now walk around. Walk around on the moon. Walk around. You're going to see lots of things here that you can pick up and that you can bring back with you. So look around. So whether it's a rock, a crystal, whatever it is, if you see something that interests you, I want you to walk around and I want you to pick it up. You can reach out and you can touch it. You can feel the energy in the air. I want you to submerge yourself in this energy as you begin to walk. That's it. Keep walking. That's it. And now I want you to spin around in a circle. That's it. Go clockwise. Hold your arms out. That's it. And turn around in a circle as you collect all of this energy, this illuminating blue aura energy as it's filling up your body. And as you begin to get ready to release all of the negative energy that you want to let out of your life at this particular point in time. And so now I want you to turn counterclockwise. That's it. Release it. Excellent. And when you're ready to just gather up some more of that blue light, I want you to begin to go clockwise. That's it. Excellent. Excellent. Keep going. There you go. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a seat where you are right there. And we're going to do a little bit of levitation right here. I want you to sit sort of with your legs crossed in the lotus position. And I want you to take your hands and gently put them palms up on your lap. I want you to hold your head back. And when I count to 10, you're going to elevate yourself up and you're going to be taking all of this energy, this power, this light, this glow, this cleansing, and this purity energy with you. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see you floating. 7, 8, 9, 10. That's it. Now you're floating. I want you to float around on the moon. Float around and just look around as we get ready to begin our journey back to Earth. Now, as you're coming back to Earth, you'll know where Earth is. Look straight ahead. Look over to your right. It's going to be the planet, the blue planet there, with the more of the blue glow, the blue haze around it. Now you're floating down, 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 down. You're back into the Earth's atmosphere. You're safe back in your body, back in your space. Relax. Gently breathe. That's it. That's it. That's it. On the count of three, I want you to open your eyes, feeling more rejuvenating, feeling more relaxed, and back in your body, full of blue light. One, two, three. All right. I'll give you just a few moments just to kind of get yourself situated there and just come back. Amazing. Oh, wow. You felt good? That's good. This is really, really good. It was excellent for really opening up so that you can begin to purge. Purge. So that you can begin to start to purge. A big part of what's going on is about the purging. It's about the releasing. It's about the letting go. Beautiful. Beautiful. You brought back green plants. Okay, all right. All right. Excellent, excellent. We're going to be doing some calls in just a few moments where I'll be taking your calls here and doing a little bit of readings tonight. I also want to talk about the things. I'm sorry, just so much energy going on over here. But I want to also talk about some of the things that I want you guys to share. I almost lost my thought there a little bit. So how was the meditation? Everybody bring something back. This is the beginning of the purging. And I want to think about those things in your life as we move into this new era that you need to let go of, that you need to purge, that you need to get out of your system. You know, even for me, that's significant to be able to do and to let go of some of these things that really is about the circle jerk. It's about letting these things go. Okay, people that I saw blue when they opened their eyes. That's beautiful. Brought back a teddy bear, blue teddy bear. Just all kinds of goodies that you guys found on planet, on the moon, which is always truly, truly blue. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want you to press 1 when you get on the phone line. It looks like a lot of people's hands is up. I don't know if you came with your hand up. But it looks like a lot of people's hand is up, is already up, and already have come in their hands up. We're going to continue. I have a question, and I'm just going to pose this question to you guys now. And the person who gets this right wants you to email me at questionforblue. And it doesn't matter who it is. If you get this right, then I have a very big gift for you. A very, very big gift for you. But first, I want to give out a couple of rituals. Let me give out a couple of rituals. Oh, you guys have no idea. I want to give you out a couple of rituals, you guys. I want to give out a ritual. The first thing that I want to give out that really is going to help you with your purging And this is going to be a Kundalini tonic. And I'm going to tell you how to make this Kundalini tonic. And this is going to help you with your purging. You're going to want to drink this over the course of the next 11 days. I'll invite you that you may want to be able to fast. You may want to think about doing a fast, get some of this purging out on a physical, mental, and a spiritual level. I want you to think about that. So here is the ingredients for you to make this Kundalini tonic, never before given out. And so what you want to take is you want to take you a gallon of distilled water. So you want to take some distilled water, a gallon. You can either get a gallon jug. You can put it in some glass if you want. You can. And then you're going to need some lemons. And you're also going to need some honey, some cayenne pepper, and also some parsley. And what you're going to be doing with this Kundalini energy, this Kundalini tonic, is really just going to help to flush out everything within your system and really help to open you up and really just to help you bring it out. When you start to look at a flame and you think about a fire when it's burning, what's at the core of that fire is the blue flame. You see that? You see that orange haze that's just above it. I want you to think of that orange haze as being the Kundalini. Remember, I told you a lot of that energy is here. Well, what is making that flame burn so bright is that blue light that's under it, the clearness of blue light that's there. So this is so you can get into your purest state. This is so you can have your origin flowing as key and clear as you need it to be. So you're going to take some distilled water. You're going to take some lemons, wash them off really good, and then you're going to chop them and slice them up. Slice them up, drop them straight into the distilled water. You're going to take about 4 or 5 different teaspoons of honey. And you're going to you're going to pour that into water. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take some cayenne pepper and you're going to shake some cayenne pepper in there and really just let spirit move you. You don't have to put a whole lot, but let the spirit move you to put the cayenne pepper in there. And then you're going to take some parsley. Just grab like a handful of fresh parsley, and you're going to rinse it off really, really good. Lay it on the counter, and then you're going to take a rolling pin, and you're just going to unleash the Kraken. And what I call unleashing the Kraken, I did this with the goddess water. You can either take a plastic cup or a glass cup, and you're going to roll it across the parsley, and you will actually hear the parsley crack. You will hear it open itself up and release the energy for you. And just take that parsley and straight into the water. This is all distilled water. Once you have it all stuck in there, then you're going to shake up. This needs to be kept in the refrigerator, so it needs to be kept pretty cool. And this is your Kundalini water. You want to drink this at least 3 times a day. This is going to help you. This is sort of like you can think of the volcano sort of erupting. You understand? This is bringing up all of the things that need to be released within you. This is a part of purging. So you can get back to your purest state. We're in a new era, and you want to bring this new energy with you. So take this, make Kundalini tonic, and you want to begin to work with it, particularly the course of the next 11 days. This is going to be key, all right? So everybody got that. Can you guys hear me loud and clear? Can you hear me loud and clear? All over the world, Jan is in the house, Amsterdam is in the house, let's see, New Zealand's in the house, we have Belgium in the house, we have Germany in the house, the UK is in the house, hold it down, Mozambique is in the house, you guys, Africa in the house, and it's good to see all the international listeners and all the listeners all over the world. So you want to make that Kundalini tonic, that's going to be very, very powerful for you. And so next, what I want to talk about is I want to give you a ritual that you can begin to do. It's actually a bath that you can begin to do. And this is going to be a very, very powerful ritual. And what you're going to need for this is you're going to need 3 oranges. So 3 oranges you'll need, okay? And what you're going to do is run your bath water. And you're going to take the oranges and you're going to slice them up each into 4 slices, orange. And you're going to squeeze the orange juice into the bathtub. So just think of yourself of being like a bowl of fruit. And you're going to squeeze this orange juice in here because this is going to activate the creativity within you. That's going to help to bring out the genius within you. And it's also going to activate your aura within you. So this is going to help with that. It's going to help you with the purging, to purge that. So all of this blue energy, this pure light, this clear light, your true self, your genius can come forth and it can be seen in your energy. It's going to cleanse you, purify you. It's going to do everything. So you're going to slice these oranges up and you're going to take these oranges and you're going to put them all in the bathtub and take a bath. You need to stay in the bathtub for at least 20 minutes. I say you can add some music. Certainly, you're always free that whatever spirit sort of kind of helps you or channels you to do, you want to put that in the bathtub as well too. But stay in for at least 20 minutes and just relax in that energy and really just see yourself purging everything that you need purge from yourself. You need to release it. This is going to be a great time for you to release all of these things. To release these things from yourself and let them go. Let them go. Purge them. We're in a new era right now. It is the era for you to begin to bring your origin to the surface, you know, to bring all of this energy with you here. This is what the symbolic of this blue moon is here for tonight. And so really powerful stuff, you guys, really powerful. I can't wait to hear once we open up the phone lines what you guys brought back from the moon, as well as hear what is going on with you guys. As far as also when you begin to take the bath and also the Kundalini tonic, really, really powerful stuff. Powerful stuff, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Make sure you press 1 when you get on the phone line. We're not going to be going in order tonight. So 646-652-2711, number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so we can talk about that. We got a lot of giveaways tonight. A lot of giveaways. Can you guys hear me okay? Doing some strange things over here. Ooh.
Bring the beat in. They will say you don't belong. They will assume you don't relate. They will underline your wrongs. They will expect you to be late. You are special. Your talent pours from your pores, your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if, yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now. You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win. Long as you're alive, cause if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival.
Get out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Call her up and she made me feel right. Wish this bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Sitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other face and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at, check it, yeah, look at
check
me.
It.
Look at, yeah,
check it,
look at me.
Yeah, yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at y'all, check it, look at
y'all. Check it,
look at y'all,
check it,
yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant, Getting back to my MC status. All the willy that I kick make the other niggas maddest. Moving to your town of situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I sure I'm back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. Nigga, for real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big bait. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Just move your little thing. Move it around and take a little thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a app, yo.
All right, everyone. Woo! Vibrant thing, I tell you. Okay, you guys, that's just how powerful this energy is. This is not just regular blue moon. I'm telling you, we have moved into a whole new era. I don't know about you, but I definitely can feel it. And I'm ready to release a whole lot of shit and not bring it with me into this new era. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely ready to do that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And one of the things that I hope is that you guys are ready to move into this energy as well, too, and release a lot of things, you know. This is about the purging. We talked about that earlier. It's about the purging of the letting go. And so that's a big part. What I want to hear when you guys are calling in and we're talking about the purging, talking about the releasing, talking about the letting go, you know, the understanding of these things of letting go. And I want to hear those things from you guys, because this is really a good thing. This is what this energy was about. This is what meditation to the moon was about. It was about releasing that energy. It was about the letting go. It was about just really, really understanding how to begin to let that energy go, how to let it go, you know, how to just release it from yourself, which is so important to do. I can't stress to you enough how important it is to be able to, as I call it, about the circle jerk. This is the time. So many things to do. We're going to talk about a little later. I know I told you guys to make sure that you had a blue crystal with you, because we're going to be talking about that blue crystal and the significance of that and why you do need to hold on to the blue crystal that you have, exactly a blue quartz. And we're going to talk about some of the properties in the blue quartz and some of the other crystals that's going to be there. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Definitely make sure that you press one once you get on the phone line. And press one when you get on the phone lines, because we're going to be doing some more readings. But here's one of the things. If you did do the meditation, I don't want you to call in, because that's going to be key for this at this time. You did the meditation, that's fine. And whatever you want to do when you come in, that's fine. If you need to release by screaming, if you need to be shouting, if you need to say someone's name, if you need to just kind of let something out, I really want you to get into that energy of releasing, of letting go. And we're going to talk about different aura colors and what colors I'm seeing around you, those colors around you, and how you can begin to work with that energy as well, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're live in the remix, you guys. You know how we do. We just hang in there. Everything works itself out. It really does. We're going to go to the first caller. Calling in, it looks like, for area code 347. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, I'm calling from Stanford. And this is Toya. And
calling from where?
Stanford. Connecticut.
You're calling from Stanford. Okay.
Connecticut.
And what's your name again?
Toya.
Okay, Toya. Calling in, did you do the meditation?
I ain't going to tell you no lie. I was listening to you. I was in and out of... I'm thinking I did it.
Okay. No. Either you did it or you didn't. Let's not play games.
Okay. I didn't do it.
Okay. So hold the line for me, okay? We're
going
to go to the next caller. Calling in from air code 573, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. Okay. They're a little behind, and it looks like my phone lines are still, it looks like I'm way ahead of even the people on the phone. So here's what I want everyone on the phone to do, is if you're listening and you're on the phone, I want you to cut your computer speakers off and listen via the phone. So we can attempt to get ourselves on the same wavelength here. I'm moving kind of fast, guys. I promise you. I have my Mookie light here. I'm trying to slow my energy down as much as I can. I promise you. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please? 678.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you have... Oh, perfect. Do you have your computer speakers on by chance?
No. I do have my phone on speaker, so I might need to take it off the speaker. Hold
yeah.
on.
Please do that. Take it off of speakerphone.
Okay, how you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm good. I'm good. I think I can be a little bit better here. If I can slow down just a tad bit to stay kind of here for a minute. But other than that, I'm good. How are you?
I'm just getting over a cold, but I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you. So tonight okay. I was calling in because I wanted to try to get some, I guess a reading.
Okay, did you do the meditation?
No.
You didn't. Okay, so hold the line for me because right now I'm looking for people who did the meditation. And it's going to be a reason because of some of the giveaways. So let's see. Calling in, it looks like from area 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Oh, greetings, Ms. Blue. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, greetings. Who is this?
Oh, Belinda.
Okay, Belinda. Greetings to you. You did the meditation, Belinda?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what did you purge? What did you let go of?
Okay, with me, when I did get there, I didn't see anything but darkness. I saw a little bit of blue, but that was it. And I didn't pick up anything to bring it back
mm-hmm.
with
me. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
And see, with me, is I always have trouble with my
okay.
meditations for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, here's one thing I want to just share with you, because you said you did see some blue light. So I want you
yes.
to focus on what you do see and what you don't, because if you keep saying you have problems, then you're
yeah.
going to keep having problems.
Oh.
So, you know, that's something to celebrate. Were you able to go to the moon?
Yes. But I only saw a speck of blue light. That was it. I couldn't get into anything else.
But wait. That's not a only. It's not a negative. That's something
oh.
to celebrate.
Oh.
You have to change your consciousness. Everybody's in a different place. And so you seeing that blue light, that should have been something for you to celebrate, because you said you really don't get into, it's hard for you to do the meditations you did. You made it to the moon. That's a big feat.
Oh.
And you were able to see some blue. That's a
yeah.
big feat. I say we celebrate that.
A tiny spark. I thought I was going to pick up more, you know, getting more into it, but... I didn't.
Well, I mean, you got what you needed at this time. You got what you needed at the time.
Oh, okay.
That's what you needed at this time. Yeah. Yeah, there's no wrong or right way. I think sometimes we have too many expectations on ourselves and we miss the blessing that's right before our face because, you know, you seeing the blue light is, you know, what is wrong with seeing the blue light? You know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with seeing
the myself off of two. I expected to do more things there. I always do that, I guess. Maybe that's why I'm missing out.
Yeah. You have to definitely let that go.
Okay.
You have to definitely let that go. You know what I mean? Let's celebrate the things that are wonderful. So that blue light is really something to be celebrated. Yes. Okay, well, that's beautiful. So what is it, Belinda, that you want to let go? What is it that you want to release from yourself and what you want to let go?
I want to let go of all the things that I think I did when I in my past where I just seem to have, I don't hurt people or said things that I didn't really mean, which I have forgiven myself for that. But
yeah.
I want to just get a clean slate, just let it go completely, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely something that's free, that's going to be key for you. Right now, I'm going to tell you that one of the things that I see around you, the color that I see, it's almost sort of a dark gray color. A dark gray color. That I see. And this, whenever I see this particular aura, this dark gray color, it really has a lot to do with fear, energy around the body, just fear. So I want you to begin to release these fears that you have, these fears about not being good enough, these fears about what you can and cannot do, to let these things go. Those things that you talked about. And most of them have to do, the fears that you have to do with your family tree. Has to do with the family tree.
Right.
So this is a time for you to, and that makes sense to you when I say that, right?
Yes, it does. And it's so hard for me. I don't know. I've been struggling with this issue.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely get yourself over this struggle at this particular time. And the main thing for you is going to be dealing with those people who are closest to you, family first. You know, really just kind of being able to release that energy and set that forth. The color I want you to bring around yourself more is the color pink. And the color pink, this energy of the pink is going to really help to change this energy of the gray. Often we see gray and pink together because pink is a great balancer out for the gray, because the opposite of fear is love, and pink light is all about love. So you want to begin to use that color of pink light, wear pink, keep the color pink around you. You may even want to get yourself a pink rose quartz crystal and begin to work with it. But wear that color pink. It's going to remind you of love and to stay away from fear. And so before you get ready to begin to say something, do something, or not say something, or not do something, you can be reminded of love. And this color will start to move itself as you keep purging and you keep letting these things go.
Okay.
Then the pink light will begin to emerge just in your aura. And so that true blue light can push forth with that pink light. But wear pink. Keep the color pink in mind. I want you to bring that color around. You know, colors give off a vibration and energy. And it's connecting with where you want to be. You see?
Yes.
Where you want to be. It's a reminder for you in the physical world of what you want to be more about. You want to be more about love than fear.
Okay.
Fear is what takes us into hurt, what takes us into pain, what takes us into disconnecting. You know, it takes us even into deceit on some level. So just get into the pink. Get into pink.
I
beautiful.
Have pink candles too. Is okay? I can burn those too.
You sure can. And that would be a great exercise while the moon is in this phase for
yes.
you to be doing some journaling. You know, do some journaling. Do some soul writing. You know, sometimes
yes.
I sit down and I just some soul writing. I just allow what's in my soul to write. I actually did some earlier, and it was a very emotional moment for me to just release some things. Just do some soul writing. Just sit down and write. You know, light your candle and just release the energy. Yeah,
yes.
Beautiful.
I did that earlier today, too.
Beautiful.
It really worked for me because I just started writing, you know.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Blue.
Well, good. Good. Do some more writing.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Miss Blue, I had a question, but I was
yes.
on the show last Sunday, I think it was. I was supposed to be a chief, but somehow mm-hmm. I got disconnected. I was so upset. But I
was. Oh, yeah.
I
well, we could...
I was disconnected. I couldn't get back on.
Oh, yeah, the lines were full. The lines were full. That's no fault of yours.
Oh, okay. I was so upset, but I'm over it now. Yeah. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But peace and love to you, Miss Blue.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. One of the things I want to keep you guys in just remembrance of is note that the moon is dark, and the moon really gets its light from the sun. That's where the moon gets its light from. The light from the moon comes from the sun. The moon is really dark. And so it is in this time that it is important. It's important for us to do the reflection, you know, those shadow side reflections, you know, to do those. So we have some giveaways. Now, I want to talk about the giveaways here just shortly. And I want to pose the question before we get a little too late, but I want you guys to start picking a number because there was some numbers encoded into the meditation. This is what's important for those of you who did the meditation to give a number. I know I didn't ask the sister for a number here, but I'm going to start asking you guys for the number. But it's important. And if we don't get to everything, don't worry. We'll do another show and we'll be able to get to it. But here's the question that I'll pose to everyone. And if you have the answer, I want you to email it to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. So the question is this. I want you to tell me, what does New Jersey and Oregon have in common? These two states, New Jersey and Oregon. What is it about New Jersey and Oregon? What is it that they have in common? New Jersey and Oregon. Those two states. I don't care if 1,000 of you get it right, 1,000 of you will win the gift. But I want you to tell me about these two states and what they have in common. What they have in common. The email address, of course, is question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. I'm going to give you a little background on both of these states, and I want you to understand this. Even when it came to Wilhelm, who invented Oregon energy, Oregon was a very significant place for him there. Oregon is where the Fortune 1000 corporations are. So you heard of the Fortune 500, right? This is some top countries in the United States, the top money-making corporations. Well, the Fortune 1000 have their headquarters in Oregon. That's one of the places they have it at. The Fortune 1000. So not the Fortune 500 that they always talk about and they try to keep your mind right there. This is the crayon box again. But step outside that crayon box, the Fortune 1000 is in Oregon. Now here's something else, and I'm going to tell you about these two particular states. And I want you to tell me the answer to this question. There's only two states in the United States that this is the case. Oregon, New Jersey. You are not allowed, it is against the law, for you to pump your gas in these two states. It is against the law in Oregon and also New Jersey. They will not allow you to pump your own gas. Why? Why won't they allow you to pump your own gas? I want you to tell me the real reason. you're not allowed to pump your own gas. Is it because the Fortune 1000 is in Oregon? So what is it about Oregon and New Jersey that they kept this law in place, or they kept this in place? Remember back in the day, some of you when you were younger, and some of you may have heard stories, but at one time you could pull up to a full-service gas station. I can remember being a child in a car, and they would come outside and say, how much gas would you want? And would pump gas for you. Well, in Oregon and New Jersey, can't pump your own gas. Why not? I want to know the real reason. I want to know who knows the real reason why. This is, has absolutely nothing to do with an IQ test. Please don't even insult us here. And don't call yourself Sebek and say something of that nature. It has nothing to do with that. This is some real magical shit. I want to know who can answer the question. So email it to me. Email it to me. Magical brothers and sisters, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Ah, I see some of you think you know. Okay. I want to know who knows, because I'm going to announce, if anyone gets it, I'm going to announce them definitely on Sunday. On Sunday night. Oregon, New Jersey. They won't let you pump your own gas. The Fortune 1000. The Fortune 1000 Corporation is, the Fortune 1000 Corporation is actually in Oregon. All right, we're going to keep taking calls. We're going to keep taking calls here. It's everywhere. Everyone knows what it is, and you should know. You should be ashamed of yourself to not know question for Boo. It's even posted here right on the show. But anyway, question, Q-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. So that's the email address. I want you to email me if you think you know the answer. Think you know the answer. We're going to keep going to the phone lines here tonight, you guys. Blue Moon, we are in the new era. Origin. Origin. There we go. Bring out the aura and the genius. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. From area code 404. Your live remix, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Greetings. Can you take us off speaker? Yes, hello.
Give me 1 second. I cut you off speaker. Hey, Miss Blue, it's Hannah from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you, Hannah from Atlanta.
Yes, I did the meditation earlier with the going to the moon. And
okay.
What I brought back with me was a blue rose. Can you hear me?
I can. It's kind of doing some real crazy things in Hannah, but I'm still here. I can hear you. Yes, you said you brought back a blue rose.
Yes. When I, but the thing yes. about the blue rose
right.
was
beautiful.
Once I got
beautiful.
To the moon, it was frozen on the moon, but it started to thaw out once we started coming back to Earth. And that's when I realized that it was the blue rose. But there it was frozen, like in ice, so I couldn't really, I just knew it was a rose, but I didn't know it was blue until we got back here.
Okay.
What I released.
Beautiful. That was real beautiful. Okay. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you over here, Hannah. I don't. It's just a real powerful night, so I apologize for that. So, okay, Hannah. So, did you have a question, or did you? Hello.
I'm here. You hear me?
Yes. I can now. It just is going in and out. But go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to know about my aura, that's all.
The color that I pick up around you, Hannah, in your aura, is it's sort of kind of like a, let me think what color, a green, a greenish color, kind of like the green that you see, almost like the color of the grass. About the color of grass, like a green color, which typically this is the colors around healers. It has a lot to do with that, but this dark pockets of this color green that I'm also seeing show that it still has sort of some of this envy energy. So you're moving away from that. Tell me what it is that you want to purge.
I'm trying to purge a lot of negativity concerning relationships.
Say it again.
A lot of negativity that I've been holding on to concerning relationships with family as well as, like, romantic or love relationships.
Okay. And is that what you purged when you went to the moon?
Some of it, yes.
Why not all of it?
I felt that I needed to be in the meditation longer to do it.
You said what now?
I was saying that I felt that I needed to be in the meditation longer to let all of it go, to have more of a deeper meditation.
Yeah, this is definitely the time that you want to begin to let these things go. Definitely you want to start purging this energy and letting it go. And really just really kind of releasing it. The color, I would tell you, definitely release is really to begin to work with orange. It's orange. Yes, in the chat room there is a delay. I don't, you know, hey, let it go. You need to work the color of orange.
Okay.
Okay. Did you also pick a color?
Did I pick a color?
I mean a number. I'm sorry, Hannah.
two numbers came to me.
Hello,
I'm here. You hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. Did you pick a number?
3. I picked 3, but 7 came to me too, but I'm going to go with 3.
Okay. Well, I want you to say what your number is. So what's the number?
3. You hear me?
That wasn't it, but thank you for Yeah, you said 3. I can barely hear you, and I think I'm going to do something different. Sometimes we need to make some changes. Thank you for that, Hannah. Thank you so much. Okay? All right. Thanks for calling in. All right, you guys. Here's what we're going to do, because it's very hard for me to hear on this side, my connection here. A lot of energy going on, so I'm just going to kind of talk this thing through for us, and we can always pick this back up. The bulk of what I want to take away here from today, and I know that you guys can definitely get this. It's a powerful time that we're in right now. This is definitely the time that this blue energy is coming back on. We're moving into a new era. This is key. This is significant for everyone on the planet to recognize that we are always in that energy of blue light. And so much about the blue light, there's been distractions of really trying to get you focused on other colors, not really seeing the significance of the blue light. But remember the Oregon energy, as Wilhelm Wright rediscovered, because this was energy that our ancestors coming out of ancient Kent knew about. We see this depicted in the hieroglyphs, when you've seen some of the rods that they worked with the hieroglyphs, and when you also seen some of the unks that were being held up, and all the different things that was being worked with, recognize this energy, which we're now calling Oregon energy, which is really about the orgasm energy. You know, I want you to think about this blue light, and Bobby Hinnemann, Brother Bobby Hinnemann, even said it on one of the shows a few years back, I think it was last year, when he read from Aleister Crowley's work, and he talked about the goddess Nut, and she said, the goddess Nut, for those who cannot see me, I am black, but for those who see me, I am blue. So that energy, that light of the blue light has always been there. It is time for this energy now to come back on. It's time for you to purge those things out of your life that you've been waiting to purge. Over the course of these next 11 days, drink the Kundalini tonic. That's going to be so helpful for you to purge that energy. Go back and do the meditation. Go to the moon. Release that energy. Bring back that blue light. Recognize that anytime that you're looking at the sky, you're looking at water, anytime that you're looking at the moon, that you're actually looking at blue light. Blue is always a blue moon. Know that. Don't let anyone fool you. Don't let you know that there's a special time, but everything has this blue haze. That was one of the things that Wilhelm discovered as well, is when he was working with black grass, when he was working with blood, when he was working with charcoal, when he was working with different particles of even food, anything that had any kind of live energy, what we call life force energy in it, emulated this blue haze around it. This blue haze is able to protect you. It's able to heal you. It's able to elevate your consciousness. It is able to embody anything that you need. And so one of the things that is significant for you to begin to do is to begin to tap into that blue energy. The crystal that I wanted you guys to work with was called the blue quartz. And what's significant about the blue quartz? The blue quartz is one of those stones that's currently being mined coming out of the continent of Africa. They are what they're calling it, gemologists is calling it now, the new lapis. Because here's something that I want guys to know about lapis. Lapis is a very, very powerful stone. And if you can find a lapis lazuli, if you can find a real lapis crystal, that is great. But most of that lapis is not coming out of Africa. Those mines have been closed down for lapis for eons. It's been closed down for so long. So now what is coming out of the continent really embodying a lot of those properties that you find inside of the lapis, you're also going to find inside the blue quartz. Inside the quartz, and it's coming out of that continent of Africa, so it's going to hold a lot of that DNA energy. It's going to hold that history. It's a protection stone. It also is a stone to elevate and open up the throat chakra, of course, and also other chakras as well. It's also going to help emulate those things from your aura. Now, recognize that where the work has to be done is on an internal level, because your aura is really reflecting what energy is being held within your body and your chakras. I want to call your attention to this, and we may have to talk about it another time, but I want to call your attention to a chakra that I mentioned. I mentioned this chakra last year or the year before last. It is called the thymus chakra. The reason the thymus is holding its own place is because the thymus really helps with a lot of things when we go into polarity shifting. So that thymus, which is also sitting right closely by the throat chakra, is important just as well as the throat chakra. So I want you to put thymus chakra on your radar. A lot of people may not be calling it that. They may be calling it that, but I want you to know that it is significant. I'm going to give you William's name, the correct spelling of his name, and also give you those books so you have that as well, too. It's a lot of information, you guys, and it's a lot of information. It's much information that, and so much that the energy is so crazy, and I'm trying to really just kind of bring myself a good place so I can keep a connection. I've tried to call from like 5 different phones that are around me, and I'm not able to talk on any of those phones. I had that situation happen before. I know some of you who have spoke to me on the phone, you know that happens sometimes with my energy, and trust me, blue is nice and charged up. Nice overcharge right now. I'm going to have to do something to get rid of some of this blue light. Have to do something to get rid of some of this blue light energy. I want to remind you guys just about the significance of purging. This is going to be so important. You know that even in places of different countries right now, they're talking about possibly a tsunami coming. There was an earthquake recently. There was shootings going on. All of this energy, and as we speak right now, I cannot even tell you in my own fucking personal life how much shit is going down right now as we speak. And I'm sure you guys too. So it's just so much that is happening at this particular time. It's important that we get ourselves into the place where we can tap into our inner energy and be able to recognize it. One of the angels that I want you to work with, because this is the angel that deals a lot with the blue light, is the angel, the orange angel. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want you to think about the thymus chakra. Think about this particular chakra here. It's essential to activate this particular chakra because this is where your support system comes from. And it also helps you with increasing your self-awareness. You know, this chakra is one of these things that's really just starting to come online. Because, of course, you guys know if you have the book Wheels of Life, if you don't have it, you need to get it. Because it's all about the chakras. And she does an excellent job of going through the 7 chakras, but really in a detailed way and doing a lot of cross-references. But this particular chakra is actually located between the heart and the throat. We're talking about the thymus chakra here. And I'm going to tell you some of the things that it helps you with. It helps you with self-awareness. And this is the time that we're in. The organ. Self-awareness, self-discovery, self-identity, and it relates to true authenticity. And so this particular chakra here, it represents inner peace, protection, and it also helps to protect you from chemicals, pollutants, soul connections. It also heightens your awareness and also just connect you with university love, you know, just the love of all of us being together. And so a great stone to work with, and I want to tell you guys about this stone when it comes to the thymus chakra, and I want you to hear this, is to get you some turquoise. The turquoise that I work with my thymus chakras, is called Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty Turquoise. But any of the chakras, any of the turquoises will work. If you have a turquoise, you want to take it, and you want to take it and you want to place it on your thymus gland, and you want to hold it there when you're doing some meditation and visualization exercises, and really just hold it. I have two of them, and I put them both on the thymus gland and begin to work with that. But this is the chakra that's coming back online. It's also often you'll see this. So if you're looking in a book or something, you'll hear them talk about sometimes the high heart chakra. And what it does is it helps people understand and practice unconditional love. Boy, can I tell you, we're going to need unconditional love in the times that we're in right now. We're going to just need so much unconditional love. So this high thymus, heart chakra is what you're going to be working with. And that's it. I'm going to give you the name of William. I'm going to give you the correct spelling, because I see some of you are asking me for that correct spelling. So I want to make sure that I'm able to get that to you. Let me give it to you again. And we'll do a follow-up show on this so we can do all of the giveaways and all of that great stuff. But I want to do that. And the name is spelled WILHELM. And then the last name, right, but spelled R-E-I-C-A-H. So Wilhelm Wright. You want to definitely get some of his books, like I said. You definitely want to get The Ether, I believe it is, The God and the Devil. That's one of the books where he goes into. He talks about this life force energy that he is calling Orgon energy, and this life force energy that he's calling Orgon energy is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful energy coming back online right now. It's life force energy. It's the energy that is surrounding you. It's the energy that surrounds me and everything on the planet. We live on a blue planet, and it's time to tap into this blue energy in another way. And yes, to spell thymus is T-H-Y-M-U-S, the thymus gland, otherwise known as the high heart, as the high heart. So a lot of significance. We know Neil Armstrong made his transition. He made his transition, as you know, he is said to be the first man on the moon. And so he made his transition, and who took his place on the moon, took his place on Mars, was Will I Am. You know, the will energy is there. We have Wilhelm and we have Will I Am. This is about you activating your will. And the will has to be fed. You have to feed your will. You have to get into this energy. So there was no mistake for NASA getting with Will I Am to play this song on Mars. This is the energy coming back online. Brother Bobby Hemmett lining up his chakra packet and recognizing that there was something that was not there, and really getting a call from the ancestors, getting the call from Freeman L to put in what he did, the work that he did on the Morse work on the body, on the male and the feminine energy, putting that in there, going through the chakra systems, come from that point of view of C. Freeman L. You can get that chakra pack from Brother Bobby Hemmett. It's going to be powerful in this time. You need to recognize how your body is lining up with this energy, because everything, from everything that you put in your body, that you put in your mind, that you bring around you, all of these things is going to affect your origin. And we know that the origin is this new era that we're in, the aura. It's going to be the energy that is exemplified from your body. It's what comes out of these chakras. It's what comes out of these spinning wheels of light that's in you. And truth be told, within your body, you have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of chakras. Our ancestors did not call them chakras. They didn't label them on a system between 1 to seven because they knew there were so many. So even when we start to get into some of the higher chakras, like we talked about in the other shows, when we talked about two elements on the elemental chart, the 11th chakra and the 12th chakra, when they begin to spend their energy and begins to come out, it comes out of the palms of your hand and your feet. It comes out the top of your head, and it also comes out through the bottom of your feet. So you have chakras that are all around you. That's important. It's time for us to make sure that we're touching on all of these energy centers, because this is affecting our origin. You get it? It's affecting our origin. It's affecting our aura. It's affecting the genius that is coming out in us, and that's what's being required at this time. So I encourage all of you guys to get the tonic. That's going to be important. The Kundalini tonic, drink that tonic, and talk about your Kundalini energy moving around. Woo! You're going to love that tonic. It is so addicting. Whenever I drink it, I just can stay on it. I went and I was fasting for some time, and it took that. I'm definitely going to give out that information for Brother Bobby. You can call him at 678-358-1055. 678-358-1055. That's the number to call Brother Bobby Hemet. Let him know you heard of it here. You want the chakra packet, and you also want the last sit-down that was done by C. Freeman L. He has that DVD that's also going to be in that picture packet, the last sit-down that was done as well. The tonic, the Kundalini tonic, is something that you will be making for yourself. And so I gave those instructions for the Kundalini tonic. You can go back and you can download the show and you can make that for yourself and you can begin to drink that. That Kundalini tonic, you want to make it yourself because you're going to put your own energy in there and begin to give that energy out. Just some real, real powerful things. You also want to take the bath. That's going to be key as well, too. You want to take the bath. The bath is going to be significant. The bath is definitely going to be significant for you to take the bath. You want to take the bath and put the 4 oranges in it. You can go back and you can listen to the show there. Hopefully you guys are still out there and you still can hear me. It's just an amazing night. I encourage you to take your crystals, to take your cards, and if you have a essential oil, this is a great energy. Begin to charge this in the moonlight. Charge this in the moonlight. You want to charge that. I have so many giveaways that I want to just give away to you guys. And one of the things that I will give away is the SS reading, as I call it, is the science of the self, which is the new Akashic Record reading I'll be giving away as well. Too. So we'll probably do that on another night. Reverend Goddess Charmaine will be coming back very, very soon to join us here on the Remix, and a slew of other people. Kim Biz class members, just remember, yes, you got homework. It will be coming. And the second class is about to graduate. They are amazing. You will get to meet them. You'll get to hear their stories. What I'm going to do, I know in most of the parts of the world, it's something like 117 or 118. What we're going to do is we're going to close out tonight so we can all do some moon rituals. I know I'm about to go take my bath. I'm about to drink me some Kundalini water, and I'm about to work my crystals and just kind of power myself down and just do some amazing things here. And I invite you guys to do the same. I invite you to do the same. It's always a very powerful share whenever we come together and I get to connect with you guys. And I so look forward to like us connecting on Sunday night. I have a busy weekend here with my children, which is one of the best ways I love to spend my weekends, and also the Kim Business class, and even doing some readings this weekend. So a very, very busy weekend, full of lots of blue light and blue energy. So I want you guys to just kind of take that moment, because sometimes you just need to pause within the moment, you know, pause within the moment and just reflect. Those people that are close to you, I want you to think about those things that you're purging from your life and that you're letting go and that you're not doing. And I know. So I want you guys to know that. Know that you're always looking at a blue moon. It's always blue. And I'm going to see you guys on Sunday night. I'm going to see you. Yes, and you can charge your comeback in the full moon. Yes, yes. Even if you can't see it, you can still put it in the moon, in the window, and you'll still get the charge. Peace and love to you guys. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the remix, supporting me, and supporting the platform. Have an amazing night. Go celebrate, dance, go have some fun, go make some love. And just enjoy this blue moon. Just enjoy this blue moon. Enjoy it. Some powerful energy that's here. Powerful energy. So I'm going to get out of here so that you guys can go do some things. It's an early night for us. Peace and love to you guys. Send me messages on Twitter. I'll be looking for you to answer the questions. And no worries. We're going to do the giveaway. We're going to do it. But I want to be able to hear. So I know that this is divine, and sometimes we have to make these tough decisions at the last moment. And I know that this is the best because I want us to be able to hear. I want us to be able to hear everything. And thank you guys for sending me so much love. I love you guys too. I really do. And I'm so glad that we got a chance to get the information out. You know, Spirit knows the information that needs to come out when it wants to come out. And I know that, and I trust that. So peace and love to you guys. Reach out to the people you love. I love you guys. I thank you so much. I'll see you Sunday night. We're going to have an amazing day on Sunday night. And just look forward to hearing from you guys then. So peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Much love to you guys. Peace. Night, everybody. Peace and love, everyone. Peace.